892-2703 in the studio. I got a young man. Well, actually, two young men. I guess y'all still consider young men. Y'all ain't got as much white hair on your face as I got. You just got a string here and there. You know what I'm saying? I know I'm old. I ain't got no problem with it. Okay, but I got some gentlemen who are behind one of the most important and needed institutions in our community, the Georgia Center for Youth Excellence. On my left-hand side, I got Dr. William Russell, who is the Director of Case Management for Georgia Center for Youth Excellence and the CEO of the Georgia Center for Youth Excellence, Brother Michael Daniels. I want you to put your hands together for them. And when we come back on the other side of the break, I'm going to bring them both to the microphone, and we're going to talk about, you know, we're going to pivot for a second and talk about King's Manor and what they do in this community for young black men. You don't want to miss this. And also, I want you to stay tuned because we will continue on the other side of the break on the radio with more conversation on the main thing. But we need to, you know, stick a pin on this thing right here and see what we can do to be helpful to a local organization and institution that is helping young black men specifically. All right? This thing is called The Movement. My name is Slaughter. I will be black when I get back, so I want you to stay with me and watch me as we do this thing that we do around here. Bottom of the hour, no place to go from here but to the top. Let's do it together. Movement. Y'all don't know anything about that.
Nope. Oh, man.
That's before your time. That's before your time.
Right in time for me.
Yeah, man. News and talk. The Slaughter. Good morning, Atlanta. Good morning, whole wide world. We up in here getting it like we're supposed to. Beneath me, that's Heat Wave, man. That's that summertime music.
Yes, sir.
Ain't no half stepping. Ain't no half stepping. Man, we got to go full now. Put your weight on it now. No half stepping. Cover the ground you're standing on. You see what I'm saying? Instead of walking around like you're some kind of ghost. Some kind of Hank. We ain't no Hank. We human beings. We got to stand like we are. With a sense of dignity, a sense of integrity. Cover the ground you stand in over. You know what I mean? Anyway, 404-892-2703. Man, something got lit up in me. I don't know. Anyway, in the studio with me, from the Georgia Center of Youth Excellence, King's Manor Emergency Shelter for Youth, I introduced to you on the other side of the break, Dr. William Russell, who is the Director of Case Management for the Georgia Center for Youth Excellence. And in the studio also, Brother Michael Daniels, who is the CEO of this institution. Welcome.
Thank you.
Gentlemen, thank y'all for being here. We're talking about your agency, and of course, Will, you've been on the show before. This time you decided to bring the CEO with you. Mm-hmm. I believed you. You didn't have to bring your friend. I believe you was trying to help the children. Yeah. But you bring the CEO. Let me start with Michael then. Mike.
Yes, how you doing, Dr. Slaughter?
I'm well, sir. Welcome to the movement, man. Talk about the agency, Georgia Center for Youth Excellence. Talk about it.
Okay. So pretty much we are a community-based organization. We actually formed in 2016, but the caveat to that is that we actually have been around under a old organization since 2006.
Right.
So we've been around for a while. And the whole mission of this is to really focus on our youth from the ages of about 10 to about 22. There's a big need out there. And what we do is we provide services to our homeless population, and we do other services that are going to be coming on board here within the next 6 to 9 months. We are very proud of what we do to provide the services we do for these young folks, and we think that we do a good service to each one of our community. There is so much that we do that we probably don't have the time right now to talk about. But do know that everything that we do is to support the community and to support our young folks.
Okay. Will, so you've been down with this agency for how long?
I want to say about 5 years now.
About 5 years now?
Yeah.
And you kind of operate. I mean, I know y'all got counselors on staff, but you do a lot of the counseling, yeah?
Yeah, I do a lot of counseling. Our case management staff consists of myself that pretty much provides the leadership to the two social licensed clinical social workers we have on staff.
Okay.
And these social workers actually conduct a needs assessment based on the client that we have that comes in.
Mm-hmm.
And we speak with the parent, find out what the household dynamic is. And, the main purpose is reunification, especially when it's the runaway youth that's having a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Or when we find that someone is homeless, then we try to secure, long-term housing,
For youth.
For youth.
Well, yes. What age range do you generally deal with?
Our age range in our basic center is 10 to 17.
10 to 17. So we're talking about young black boys.
Young black boys.
Age 10 to 17.
10 to 17. That's our, our organization is actually, it's universal. So anyone who comes to us, regardless, but of course, when we're looking at young black boys and this the demographics of the city, that's the dominant number of youth that come through is from our community.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. How do y'all measure your success rate? How do you do that?
Yeah, obviously everybody has goals.
Mm-hmm.
And that's based off of our funders. Mm-hmm. Let's just put it out there.
Right.
But moreover,
as we say, funding sources.
Yes, you got that right.
You are.
But really,
it's a nonprofit.
But our success rate is based off of, for the emergency shelter, is placing our kids back into the home.
Okay.
I've been around for a while, and I've seen these kids actually get put out by their parents on Peachtree Street. And having to call us to get them, mainly because the parents can't afford them no more. They just can't afford them.
In many different ways.
In many, many.
Financially, but psychologically.
Yes.
Socially, many different ways. I can't afford you. I can't afford you no more because you're running me crazy.
Yeah, yes, yes, yes.
You know what I'm saying? I can't afford to go crazy and keep you in this house with us and all of us go crazy while you're trying to figure out who you are.
You got it. But ultimately, to measure the success rate is the reunification, hopefully, with the parent, or we may have to place them in alternative living situations. Mm-hmm. It could be with the grandparent. It could be with any. It could be with a friend, as long as we provide some stability to them that they have been disrupted in their lives.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a lot we can do in that time? We try to do the best job that we can.
Mm-hmm.
It does take a minute before we actually can connect with that individual.
Mm-hmm.
We've decided now that we've taken a different course where we're assigning mentors to each young man that comes through our shelter, which is really good. We find out who they can kind of draw to, make them a mentor, and that mentor is going to go through with those youth, not only now, but perhaps in their future. So we kind of keep up with them.
Okay. So when we come back on the other side of the break, we want to talk about how the community can be helpful to you as you do the work that you're doing. And this work is good work. It's needed work. As a matter of fact, it's imperative that there be some kind of stopgap measures in place. And that's what you do. That's the kind of service that you provide. We need to know how we can help you do that.
Thank you.
On the other side of the break. 404-892-2703. We ain't half-stepping. You know what I'm saying? We covering this ground that we standing up in. 404-892-2703 is my number. I am your brother. And you know what I'm saying? I'm walking with a limp, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
You better feel me. 404-892-2703 is the number. We all over the 45. I'm Slaughter. I'll be black when I get back with more of this thing, so stay tuned. News and talk. You need it. You need it. 1380 WAOK. That's Memphis on Barcade. Stop playing. Summertime. Got a bumper. Yeah, 404-892-2703 is my number. Blow me up. In the studio with me, Michael Daniels, Dr. Will Russell from GACYE, the Georgia Center for Youth Excellence. King's Manor Emergency Shelter for Youth. They got a whole bunch of different names, but because they got a, you know, they got a people, see about people. And also got to provide a sense of anonymity and coverage.
Right.
For children.
Exactly.
Because right? These are children that y'all are helping. Children who find themselves homeless or who find themselves somehow disconnected from their families.
Yes. Exactly.
And they need help. Tell us then, and tell my listeners, how we can be helpful to your organization.
Yeah. I appreciate it again. Everything that you're doing right now for us is definitely a plus. But I just wanted, before I tell you what you can do, just to let you know that we are registered with the with Georgia. We are a registered emergency shelter.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like we're just doing this from just haphazardly. So we are registered. We have gone through all of our paces to make sure that we're running a legitimate operation. So any young person coming into our shelter can feel safe and secure. So I want to tell all of your listeners that. But again, we do need help, as any nonprofit does, in a variety of ways. We need money, obviously, to support our cause and to support our matching costs, and really to make sure that we have the funds available to go and do what we need to do on a daily basis. Of course, food. These young men can eat, so we definitely can use the food there.
I told you the Blood Community, man, we just stop when you need something.
Yes,
holler at me.
Appreciate you.
We've kind of we've learned. No, people have begun to be very generous with us in those areas, and I'd be glad to let you know whenever we got extra and we can bring it through. You know, that's why I got to get. That's another reason I need a van, so I can move stuff around like that. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
y'all got one.
We have a van.
Okay, so y'all come over. Pick it up yourself.
Yes.
All right. So we got you at least a part of you on that. Yeah. But go ahead and continue with what it is that you need.
Mm-hmm. Yes, definitely. We need computers.
Mm-hmm.
We need
toiletries and stuff.
Definitely toiletries. Mm-hmm. So if you have toothbrushes, toothpaste, all of that good stuff, soap. We can use all of that, even towels, all kinds of utilities that you can think that a young man would need. We need it there.
Y'all need all of that.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
And primarily you receive your funding through a grant, right?
Yes.
From the Fed, right?
Yeah, it's from the Department of Health and Human Services, and it's Administration of Children, Youth, and Family, specifically that department.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, we do get our funding from that. And I want to tell you one thing is that we are very well established up there. They continually fund us because we try to do things the right way, and that's number one. So we want everybody to know that, again, this is not some haphazard organization. They fund us continually because we do things the right way.
Yeah, and one thing I'd like to add, too, is that, you know, and that funding, you know, is because we've done a great job and they see us favorably in their eyes, but it's also a lot of that is administrative, you know, cost for us to operate.
Yeah, I mean, but you got to get paid. You can't live on live on the love of the love of Jesus.
right. And the other component is that, you know, we're also looking at donations also assisting quality of life activities for the youth as well.
Things such as
sports and sporting events and other outings. So those donations of money really helps us to make sure that they have access to a lot of things that they may not have had, you know, prior, even trips. Even one young man last year that was worth with our, you know, it came through us. We went to D.C., and it was me and him went D.C. and enjoyed this, you know, the African History Museum and everything. And it was something he thought he would never be able to, you know.
Experience. Yeah, I see you on that. I was just thinking, man, you know, why is it that folks that think that people who do social service, that you don't need nothing? You know, you ain't, you like. You supposed to live off the love of
Jesus. Right. Because you helping people, and I just know that the Lord, you like got a special siphon that's sitting down money right to your bank account. I mean, come on, man. Yeah. Anyway, 404-892-2703. So how can folks make contact with Georgia Center for Youth Excellence? I guess it's going to be this number you got in front of me. 678-745.
Yeah, 545.
That's 545. Why did I say I'm sitting up here looking at the five? 678-545-6451. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 678-545-6451 is the number that you can call to get you in contact with the Georgia Center for Youth Excellence. Y'all got social media or what?
We have been developing our social media. We're on Twitter. We have Facebook as well. And then we're...
Was that Georgia Center for Youth Excellence?
Yep.
Okay, on Facebook and Center for Youth Excellence on Twitter. And
And really, if you go right to the website,
yep,
you can do donations right through the website.
So what's the website? I'm looking.
It is www.gacye.org.
Okay, www.gacye.org.
Yes.
And somebody, either CEO Michael Daniels or Dr. William Russell, will get at you.
And just remember, too, that all your donations are tax-deductible.
Everything tax-deductible. That's what I'm talking
Everything
about.
Everything is tax-deductible.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, sisters and brothers, put your hands together for my dear brothers, Michael Daniels and Dr. Will Russell.
Thank you.